Good morning, it's Classic Hits 4CA. Last week I had a wonderful opportunity to talk to a delightful girl from a brand new show that's coming to town. It's called Always Patsy Cline. Had a great chat to Mandy Lodge last week. The star of the show, the girl who actually plays Patsy Cline, is online. Good morning to Courtney Conway. How are you today, Courtney?
I am wonderful, thanks, Murray. How are you?
I'm really good. Look, great to talk to you. I really enjoyed talking to Mandy Lodge last week. We seemed to find a real affinity in talking about Patsy Cline. What an amazing girl she was, and what a big job for you. You sing 27 Patsy Cline songs in the show. I already know that you're a very, very talented girl, but that must be really hard work, though.
Yeah, well, it took a lot of training. I knew that I was going to be part of the show sort of 12 months before it started, so it gave me a lot of time to prepare and sort of get used to singing that many songs in one night over a course of, you know, a few nights a week and things. So, yeah, it definitely keeps me busy, and I've got quite a lot of movement backstage going on and stuff too, so there's not a dull moment for me in the show.
Now, tell me, have you always been a fan of Patsy Cline?
Yeah, I have. I actually grew up on Patsy. My dad used to buy those box set TV, off the TV that you could get, the country ones, and there was about 10 of them in there, and they had Patsy Cline sprinkled all over them. So I grew up sort of trying to guess who they were, because there was Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn and George Jones, all those wonderful classics. So, yeah, I was really rapt when they said it was a Patsy Cline show. I was like, oh, this is going to be fantastic.
Now, look, thankfully, you didn't fulfil your childhood dream of being a lawyer. Instead, you've become a country rock star. And I actually heard one of your songs just before, and actually I might even play it after the interview. You've got a fantastic voice and a fantastic presence. This is a strange and unusual combination. I've been trying to explain people what it is. It's kind of a play, but it's kind of not. It's a mixture of it's a tribute. You sing the songs, but it is partly a play as well. Explain what people are expected to see on stage.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a tricky one because, like, it's not really a musical as such, but it's almost laid out as one on stage when you're just looking at it as you walk in. So it's sort of, they say it's kind of like cabaret style where we're not actually singing the dialogue, we're singing the songs, which is fantastic. So it's telling the story of Patsy's sort of about 6 years or so before she passes away and her success she had in the music industry and how she meets one of her fans by chance. So, yeah, they refer to her songs as they were hits on the radio, and there was a gig that happened, and I keep calling Mandy Louise, but she's Louise in the show. She goes to the show and things like that. So it's set out as a sort of, cabaret show, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's an unusual combination, but it sounds so entertaining. And what about for you personally? You've got a fantastic history. You've got a great history in country music and a wonderful voice as well. But, I mean, it must really be an honour to play such a legend, particularly a female legend of the country music industry.
Yes, definitely. It's still even a bit daunting now. When I first got the part, I was like, I don't know how I'm ever going to do this lovely woman justice, but... I practiced really hard, and it is a real honour, and the people idolise her. She's such a beautiful artist and a beautiful person, and for me to be able to play her part, I take it very seriously and worked really hard to be able to get it down pat, so I'm very honoured.
Ah, I like your joke, getting it down pat. You're a funny girl too.
She's a bit of an... got that, did you?
I did. Hey, what I also want to ask you is about the hairstyle. It looks so iconic of the era. How long does it take you to do your hair before the show, Courtney?
Takes me about 30 seconds because I get to wear a wig.
Oh, don't give away any of the secrets. You're meant to say it takes me hours and wax and that special beehive. Look, I'm really looking forward to the show. I've got a double pass to give away, but unfortunately I'm barred from taking the double passes, so I'm not going to get to see the show, unfortunately. But look, I've really enjoyed talking to you. It's an inspiration. I've heard some of your music. I love your voice. You're an inspirational artist as well, and I think this is such a wonderful combination of so many things, the theatre, as you said, the tribute, and the cabaret style of it all. It's going to be a wonderful show. It's this Friday night. It's at the Tanks. We are looking forward to seeing you do a fantastic show. It's called Always Patsy Cline. You're a delight. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Courtney.
Oh, you're a delight, Murray. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to coming up to Cairns. I've never been before, so I'm very excited.
If you'd like one of those double passes to go along and see Always Patsy Cline this Friday night, I'll take the third call to 3. through on 1-300-872-911. And here she is, the beautiful vocals of Courtney Conway and a song from her new album. It's called Burning Your Memory Down. It's Classic Hits for CA.
You can probably see the fire from where you are.